Hey, this guy's from San Jose.
Damn it. Oh, yeah? Don't point that out. That was going to be my guy.
Andrew Savage. Oh, he's a cool name, too. My really? Name and Savage.
Ah, damn. Yeah. I'm not going to get him now, am I?
No, you probably will. My pick is extremely easy. We have you want to drop an intro? Let's get going.
I'll drop your face in an intro. Yeah, anyway. Okay. Fuck. What is it? Hello and welcome to another Outwit Outplay. Yeah, okay. There we go. Yeah. I'm never going to get used to that. All right. Hello and welcome to yet another Outwit Outplay Outcast on Night of the Living Geeks Network. I am your host, Nick, and with me is other host Andy and other host Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Yay.
I'm excited. We haven't talked about Survivor in a long time.
I'm excited because you guys are actually getting mic'd properly for a change. Sorry about that.
Hey,
this is
fine.
A learning process.
We're breaking in the new producer, and it's what you got to do.
Yeah, I learn eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it in a long time, except for 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but that doesn't count. We were just sitting there bullshitting. There wasn't like a season happening or coming.
Yeah, that was our mulligan, so we could learn how to actually record, and it mostly worked. I mean, hey, isn't it better to have episode zero be all messed up than episode one?
It's true, it's true. Well, this is episode zero for the season, isn't it? I don't know, we'll put a number it later.
I'll number it appropriately, or name it appropriately, whatever.
If not, I will fix it.
Oh, man.
He means it.
I'm a micromanager.
That's fine by me. Hey, if you want to do all of it, be my guest.
Nope.
I kind of
nope,
got this foisted nope on me.
Yeah, you did.
For completely understandable reasons. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, oh, yeah, man, I don't want to do this anymore.
I mean, I'm having a child. So.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. They take care of themselves these days.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, we're doing our draft. Are we going to talk about anything else, or are we just going to do the draft?
Hey, what do you guys think of the concept for the season? Like, now we know what the tribes are going to be. They don't really seem to be split by anything. Yeah, the link I sent you, it has pink and teal. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that's for this season? Okay.
Yeah, that's for this season, yeah.
Takeo and Bayon.
Takeo.
I'm sure I said those so terribly white that to anyone from Cambodia is very offended. But
Bayon, I kept reading that Bayou.
Bayou.
Yeah, that's an N, Andy.
That was all wrong. I think I'm dyslexic a little bit. I don't know.
You know, actually, so I'm looking at something right now, and apparently this season was filmed before the next one. Well, wait. Let me rephrase that, because that's every season. This season was filmed after the next one. This season is number 31 yeah to air. It's filmed 32, which is
it would need to be, right? Because usually by the time that they do the reunion show, they've already finished filming. They've finished filming the next season, right? So, like,
no,
they're doing the reunion show for 30. No, that's what I'm saying. So usually for the reunion show for 30, they'll come to do the reunion show having just wrapped filming for 31 normally. Not this one, obviously, but you'll have done the filming for that one because you have to do so much time in editing that you need all that lead time, like practically a whole season's worth of lead time to do the show, do the editing, do the production. So they already know what the whole gimmick is. They've already got everybody. But with this one, they had to wait until after the reunion show because that's when they announced who was going to be on the season. Huh.
Wait, that's what I'm saying.
This must have just finished doing this out in Cambodia.
Filming dates right here, May 31st, 2015 through July 8th, 2015. It's no, kind of so weird. That was my point, is the next season that airs on TV after Cambodia was filmed before the one that's airing starting next week, nice, which is really kind of
that's
interesting.
Ballsy.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Like this much, like I don't know why they'd want to wait like, you know, longer for shit to leak out. That's really ballsy.
Yeah.
No, that they've got a lot. They probably have plenty of practice with this, and I bet you their NDA is airtight.
The next season after this one was also filmed in Cambodia, apparently. I can't find any more information about it, but whatever. Fantastic. Okay, sorry. So what do we want to do? We want to just get straight to the draft. Oh, well, actually, Andy, you're the one who understands how fantasy works. So for any new listeners or people who are returning from last season, maybe you should explain what it is.
So each one of us will select a handful of players. We'll do a snake draft. And as you go through the season, your players will do things. They'll win tribal rewards. They'll win tribal immunities. They'll win individual rewards. And each thing that they do gets them points. And at the end of the season, whoever has the most points wins. Every week, you can choose to drop a player and add a player. If you have a player who gets voted out, though, they give you no points for the week. But you do get to do the free add. So you can add them and drop a player and add a player. And since there's only three of us, we draft three players, which at the beginning sounds like hardly any of the contestants. But boy, when you get down to the end, it's slim pickings.
Yeah.
I think I ended up with Rodney last year.
Yeah, you did.
Who was? Oh, God. Bad life decisions. These were our three when it was down to nine people. So we had everybody in the game selected. Nick had Mike, Shireen, and Sierra. I had Tyler, Rodney, and Will. And that's when I just dropped Will basically for nothing.
No, you gave Brian, him points.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me points to take him.
Yeah, because fuck that guy. Brian had Dan, Jen, and oh, what is her name? Mean girl mom. What the fuck?
Right?
Her
name? I can't think of the name.
Carolyn, yes. Carolyn, yeah. Mama C.
Carolyn, who was up for this current season, and nobody liked her enough to vote her in.
Exactly. Shocking. So basically, fantasy, I can do the rundown. If your player is on a tribe that wins reward, they get a point. If they're on a tribe that wins immunity, they get a point. If they get individual reward, they get 2 points. If they get individual immunity win, they get 2 points. And just for going to tribal and your player doesn't get voted out, you get 2 points just for surviving tribal, because in this game, fire is life. You got to play with fire. So there's a strategy. If you pick players that suck but go to tribal every week, odds are they will get you more points than other players who win immunity but not reward and get you one. And of course, individual survival. So if it's we're past the tribe point and we got individual immunity and we're merged, if your player survives the merge, you get 3 points. And the ultimate winner gets you five.
Five whole points for winning the entire game. Five whole points.
Hey, you know what, though? It can get that close. It was down to like 5 or 6 points last week. Or last season. Last week?
Wow.
Yeah. Last season.
If you want more of those details, go to outwit.playoutcast.com. And then at the top, click on the little link that says fantasy. And all of this shit is there.
Excellent. And you know
what won if it wasn't for Mike getting 17 points in one day.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Mike being the greatest player who ever lived. Actually, you know what's funny is
pretty close.
Because we gamified Survivor, other friends of mine have now gamified America's Next Top Model and Amazing Race. So
yeah, there's already fantasy for that. There are websites that do fantasy for every reality show.
That's exactly what we need more of in this world.
Hey, whatever makes it more fun for you. Better. Yeah, Brian, tell us about the betting.
Each week we will randomly make really stupid bets, and someone will lose points unnecessarily.
Do you have a bet that you remember from last season? I remember I had one. I bet you last season that somebody was going to get stung within the next 3 weeks.
Well, our greatest bet, the one that we thought was going to be a one episode, one off thing, but ended up going like 6 episodes. Was if Rodney would say Boston, or if who's that other douchebag?
Oh, New York versus Dan. Boston versus Fat.
Yeah, I can't think. No, well, Dan. Yeah, Joaquin, Dan would say Joaquin's, Fat. Joaquin
said New York. Rodney says Boston, or Dan says Fat.
Those troglodytes. Yeah, God, and we were just waiting for one of them, and they came real close sometimes, but not close enough. Eventually, I think I won. Eventually, I won that one.
Yeah. Yay for me. You had Rodney. Yeah,
I had Rodney. Actually, you know, I have a good bet for all three of us right now, just to start, is each one of us picks a player, and whichever of those three players gets voted out first, the person who picked them gets, I don't know, want to say 3 points?
3 points?
3 points for picking. They don't necessarily have to be voted out the first out. Episode, but this is just which of our three.
Oh,
this
which,
is
one, which one, of, our
one of those three?
Yeah, this is a Deadpool, essentially.
Okay. I'll go first. I'll say Tasha Fox.
The person I was looking at just because her name is literally right in front of me. Yeah, you go ahead. All right, Brian, you go next.
All right. I'm going for Cass. Because if you remember, she was a total bitch. And she's really bossy. And maybe this will be because these people are, you know, they've played before. So they used to, they know you get rid of the bossy bitch immediately.
See, and this is why I'm at a disadvantage. I don't know most of these players. I know these are all returning players, but
no, I remember like five of them.
Like we said at the previous episode and the last one before that, we have gaps. We have gaps in our knowledge, because there was a time there when I didn't have television and CBS player wasn't working or sucked, and I just couldn't watch Survivor. So there's a big gap in my Survivor knowledge, and I honestly have no idea what Tasha Fox is like. I don't know what Cass is like either.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know most of them, but I will go for somebody who I do know. I'm going to go for Keith because he's 54 years old, and I remember him being a little bit of a little pushy also. So I'm going to go kind of with Andy's logic here, go for the pushy person. And oh, no, again, he's a little bit old.
That's Brian's logic, but yeah.
Eh, whatever. You're all the same to me. All white people are alike to me. Regardless, I'm going for Keith in this one, who I just realized is from the appropriately named Keithville, Louisiana.
Do you think he did that on purpose?
Oh my God, he is.
Yes, I'm sure he did that on purpose. He named the city that he was born in on purpose.
No. I mean, like, you know, you're on Survivor. You get a little bit of money. They don't all win, but you get a little bit of money just for going on the show and competing. And I wonder if he moved to Keithville because Keith.
I have a feeling that was not it. Apparently, one of the Keith brothers was a state representative, Perry Polk Keith, who served four terms from 1912 to 1928. Wikipedia is a fantastic thing.
That's great.
So we know it's not named for him. It's just a coincidence. All right. There's no Andy Sylvania out there anywhere for you.
Damn it. That would be sick, Andy Sylvania. I know what I'm naming my next city in City Skylines. Andy Sylvania. Thank you for that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't speak at all. I'm sorry. You know, the funny thing, I have not had anything to drink. Usually I have a little bit of a drink before this to get myself a little lubricated. Instead, what I did was I ate a whole bunch of Chinese food. So now I'm really tired. Hey. Yeah. Let me try that again. Oh, God, it's good. Just I ate like an entire order of chow mein. It's like an entire delicious. One of those little white cases. And I was just like,
oh, sorry.
When I got to the end of that, the bottom of that carton, I was just like, what have I done with my life? So anyway, what I was going to say before I stumbled all over my words and my Chinese food was, have you determined the draft order?
Yeah, the draft order will be last year's results in opposite. So last place goes first place goes last.
Okay. How'd you come up with that?
Gee,
I wonder. That's how it works.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
That's how you do it year after year, like in any fantasy game, if it's a year after year game.
Not when it's a redraft. You determine order. This isn't a keeper league or anything.
No, even in a redraft, if you keep the same players every year, that's how it should be done.
In a redraft, if you keep the same players, that's called a keeper league.
No, not the same like football players, the same fantasy players.
Fair one.
Like if the league doesn't change.
It's all right. You need the help. I get it. It's cool. All right. Make your first pick.
You asked me for the order, so I came up with the order. My first pick. Do you know what it's going to be?
No, because I haven't seen.
Yeah, Joe. It's going to be Joe. It's Joe.
Fair
it's
play.
Joe, because I had Joe last season and I dropped him. It's Joe.
Joe Anglum. But the first. Well, you got to name your team first off.
I gotta name my team?
You gotta name your team. I can't do a proper with the first pick of the 2015 Survivor Draft. Team Andy Sylvania picks Joe Anglum, 25, Scottsdale, Arizona. Previously seen on Worlds Apart.
The Andy Sylvania Yankees.
Andy Sylvania. Oh, nice. I'm gonna be calling wow, I'm gonna get that wrong all the time.
Oh, that's why I chose it.
I'm gonna be calling them Andy Sylvania Yankees. Not on purpose. All right. Okay,
my team is going to be pretty dank. It's all right.
The dankest. All right. So you've got Joe. All right, Brian, next.
I just want to point out that calling it the 2015 draft doesn't make any sense because last season was also 2015.
2015
anyway,
part two.
2015.5.
I'm sticking with last season also, the only other one, because she was abused and I want her to win. Going with Shireen.
Ah, oh, you sniped me. Well, I wouldn't have taken her with the first pick, but all right. What's your team name? I'm going to do this for everyone until I get bored of it.
Oh, Jesus. until your turn?
Basically, I'm going to embarrass the two of you.
God, don't put me on the spot like this. Well, I was totally just going to like look at like video games on my shelf and name something after.
You're going to try and do a Kaiser Soze?
Yeah. Nice. I'm like, I'm going to call him the Star Wars Diablo Hellgate London.
Oh my God. Hellgate London? You should have thrown that away.
Hey, that game was awesome. You shut up.
Okay. I've already forgotten what I said at the start of each round, so I'm not doing that anymore. Okay. So I get two in a row?
You do get two in a row.
Interesting. Oh, hey, there's two Kellys. Oh, they spell their names differently. I'm not going with that, though. All right, so you took Shireen, so I can't take her, although I wouldn't have taken her first anyway. So I will take as my first pick Stephen Fishbach of New York, New York. First seen on Tokachins. Tokenton, whatever.
Tokachins.
Brazilian Highlands. He was a good guy. I remember him from that season. He was pretty cool. He always reminded me of a bird whenever he talked because he would tilt his head like a bird that's staring into a mirror. And I liked him. He was cool.
And he's so forgettable, I already forgot who you just said you picked.
Steven Fish.
Okay. Steven and I are buddies. We're pals.
I seriously don't remember him at all.
Steve-o.
Steve. Oh, Steve. All right, my number two, because nobody picked him after all, was Andrew, or is Andrew Savage, a 51-year-old out of this obscure little town called San Jose, California. Nobody reacted to that. Fuck you all. I don't care. Tangent. But now it's Brian's go.
Oh, yeah. all right. Fuck. I got
Wait, who's writing this down, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm right. I got it.
Fuck, okay, good. I don't know. I don't know who I want to pick first, because there's a couple. Anyway, I want to go with Kelly Wigglesworth, because we haven't seen her in 15 years, and I want to see what's up. And she made it to the end last time. So
that's true. She has 15 years of bitterness to work out.
And she, like, invented the Alliance, so.
No, that was Rich. Rich invented the Alliance.
You don't know that.
She invented the winning 5 challenges in a row and making everyone angry.
Brian, you fucking sniped my you sniped my pick. I was gonna double down on the Kellys. I was gonna get both of the Kelly Doubleworths.
He sniped me first. And
oh
then
God,
you.
They even both end in Worth. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're both Kelly W. Worth.
Are you sure your team shouldn't just be called the Kellys?
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have both Kellys and have it be Joe and the Kellys.
Well, I'm so tired of you getting both Sedins, so I had to stop you somewhere.
Fantasy hockey's coming up. This is draft season. Oh, damn it. Now I don't know what I'm going to get. You completely submarined. I was originally going to pick Tasha, but then I picked her to be the first out. So I can't really do that anymore. Oh, man. Who else is attractive on here? Well, I'm gonna go with Kelly Wentworth because I find her physically attractive by her headshot. And I'm going to stick with what I said last year. Pretty women go far in this game. So Kelly Wentworth.
Fair play.
Oh, is this who I think it is? Let me see this picture. Yeah, Monica Padilla. I'm going to go with Monica.
Yeah, I don't remember her either.
Well, I just clicked on her picture and loaded up a photo of her in a bikini, and I'm picking Monica Padilla.
All right.
All right, so that's to me. I picked two people who are apparently on Bayonne, so I got to pick someone from KO.
It's Brian again. You get the last pick. It's Brian one more time. Brian's
ignore
in the middle.
What I just said.
Yeah, goddamn you. Yeah.
So, I got excited. Right,
I'm going with who you picked to be first out. Like, I'm going with Keith. Because I remember him. And he was like, he wasn't stupid. He was just gullible. And he was just like, I don't know. I'm playing, I guess. He had no strategy at all.
That's fair.
But everybody liked him because he was like, oh, it's the dumb guy. You know.
That didn't work too well for Dan.
Yeah, it did. He got near the end. What are you talking about?
Not because he played well.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Keith didn't play well either.
All right.
He just wasn't an a-hole, so they kept him around.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't play well and you're nice, people will take you far. They like you because they know, oh, you're a screw-up. All right, so I need one more person, and I will repeat myself saying that I need someone from Takeo. I want to diversify my portfolio. So let's go, you know.
Who's Mr. Irrelevant?
Let's go. No, I don't think they're irrelevant. I'm going to go with.
No.
It's going to go down between Abby Maria Gomez or PG Law.
Ooh, either way, you get three names for the price.
Yeah, that's yeah. And a hyphen. I am a fan.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to pick PG to lay down, wait for it, the law. And yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize. Also, another Californian. Wait, did I just pick? No, I picked a New Yorker and two Californians. That works. That's fine.
Almost.
I have the two states that matter. That's fine.
God.
Yeah.
And just to answer your question.
Apparently Spencer was like 18 before because he's only 22 now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Still a young boy.
Who the hell is Spencer? Man, I got to learn who some of these people are.
Spencer Bledsoe from Cagayan.
Yeah, I didn't watch Cagayan. That was when
me
I didn't
either.
Have a TV.
I just have the internet.
All right. So we got our guys all drafted. Do me a favor, whoever was writing them down, read off the teams just so folks know. And you may as well read off the bet.
Wait,
well.
What was your team? What was your team name, Nick?
I didn't come up with a team name. That was me goofing on you guys.
Well, the Andy Sylvania Yankees got Joe and Kelly Wentworth and Monica Padilla. That was my team. Brian, what was your team name?
Fuck, I don't know.
It was
Star Wars Diablo Hellgate London.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write this. Star Wars. Wait for it. Star Wars Diablo Hellgate London. So, Team Star Wars Diablo.
Because two of them are EA. But anyway,
Star Wars Diablo Hellgate London picked Shireen, Kelly Wigglesworth, and Keith Nail.
All right. And I'll name my team after all. Fine. My team, my default team name for fantasy football is the Fighting Alpacas. So go with Fighting Alpacas for this team.
That's a good call because the name I had written down for you as a placeholder was the Suckin' Fucks. So the Fighting Alpacas ended up with Stephen Fish. What's Stephen's last name?
Fishbach.
Stephen Fishbach.
A fine young Jewish man.
And Andrew Savage with a fantastic name, great first name, and a savage last name. Rounded out his team with PG Law.
Ooh, wait. Okay, I got a name, guy named Savage. I got a woman named Law, and I have my favorite ethnicity of Jewish. So we are Savage Jew Law. Nope.
It's almost like saying Savage Jude Law.
Nope. I'm going to edit that out. That's not happening. All right.
Cool. Savage Fish Law.
Fish Law? No. Oh, okay. Actually, I like that. Change the name to Savage Fish Law Minion.
All right. Minion. Oh, man. This hosting's going to your head. Savage Fish Law it is.
All right. Groovy. Okay. Is there anything else we want to talk about then? This is kind of a short one. That's fine because we did a lot of... We probably should have just done this last week, but since none of us had done any research, we were like, whatever.
None of us had done any. That's what it is.
That's fine. Yeah. The sad thing is we still haven't done any research. You picked based off... Andy picked based off looks. Brian, I don't even know what yours was, and I picked
based off ones I remember.
I picked one person I remember, one person from my favorite season, and one person from San Jose. So clearly none of us did our research, and we could have just done this 2 weeks ago after all.
Drafting a cute face. No. Drafting a cute face is a legit strategy. They will stay around longer just because people like looking at them. It's way better than picking people who are from cities that you know or from seasons that you remember. I just have to say, of our three draft strategies that are completely irrelevant, mine is the least irrelevant.
We are basically all... This is all luck, because for all we know, one of them can just turn evil all of a sudden. Like, who would have thought He Who Shall Not Be Named last season, Lord Voldemort of Guatemala would show up and just be a complete asshole? So, who knows?
Because he started out just like, hey, man, it's all good, it's cool, we're the no-collar tribe.
We take it easy, baby. We take it easy. You have no soul.
Man, that escalated quickly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Let's.
I think we need more bets. We only have one.
Well, we got to start off slow. I mean, what can you think of another bet?
I think we should bet on who's going to be the OTP.
Oh, Well, we don't know single.
Wait, OTP? What does OTP stand for? The one-two pairing.
Didn't we talk about fanfic last season? Oh my god, I need to look up Survivor fanfic more. I bet there's hell of
Survivor. It doesn't matter
fanfic.
If they're single. They're the people who are inseparable on the show.
Oh, okay, you're talking that sort of OTP. In that case, let's see. Steven and Shireen? No, they're on different tribes.
You only have to pick one half of an OTP, because getting them both would be ridiculous.
Oh, okay, in that case, I'm going to go with Shireen. No,
make any sense. Then just randomly pick somebody. That's like, you know.
That's what we did for the first bet.
No. Well, yeah, but at least you had like ideas, but that you can't just pick one person. I think they're going to be close to somebody else.
My idea for the first one was that she was black. That's not legitimate. Okay. Don't make it sound like I did something intelligent when I clearly did not.
It's a good thing we have no listeners.
Yeah. We have like six.
Six people.
After three of us.
I downloaded it twice, once on my iPad, once on my phone.
All right.
Yeah, so I think we're about done then.
We didn't actually do the bet, though.
We'll come up. You know what? We got a week before the first episode airs. We can workshop bets. Let's brainstorm. Let's get together.
So we can do the OTP bet after one episode.
Like
the next.
Or okay, we can figure out some other bet, because by then we may already even know. All right, will we see it? No, nobody's going to take action on seeing nudity in the first episode.
Well, Shireen is there.
I say there's going to be... When you say nudity in the first episode, do you mean that they're blurring something out? Just blatantly walking with their top off?
I mean blatant, like, I'm going to get naked kind of thing.
Not even accidental,
they've blurred out some completely innocuous stuff in the past.
See, because I believe 100% that accidental will happen in the first episode.
Oh, no, I concur with that. I'm talking about deliberate, or just like, you know, they're running and their pants fall off. like completely fall off.
I will say that that does not happen at all this entire season.
Yeah, so am I. So we all kind of agree on that.
Damn it. Okay, then I will say that it will happen within the first.
You will, oh, so you're going to throw points away? All right, cool.
I'll bet you 3 points that it'll happen before the merge.
Okay, take it. I take it. Book it. Give me my 3 points now.
Might as well just write those down.
And you don't mean like accidental nip slip. You mean like some piece of clothing has come more or less completely off.
Right. Yeah. I'll be lenient. You know what I mean? I'll stay within the spirit of the bet. I'm not going to be like, no, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. But I have
to be like full on genitals.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
This is the greatest conversation I've ever had.
Does ass crack?
No, it doesn't.
Because they'll blur that out. What if you get a full moon?
Full moon.
What about
will
a full moon?
Full moon counts.
I think it has to be at least 3/4 ass.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
a waxing gibbous moon.
Otherwise, Dan would have won this bet every week last season.
No, that's winning.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know how to.
On the table.
We really have to come up with some cool way of ending the episode, but we'll work that out.
I got a drop you can put in. I can give it to you on a thumb drive.
Oh, no, there's some kind of signature sign-off, but we'll figure it out.
Hey, that's not you, buddy. Nah.
Goodbye. Get out of my... Get the fuck out.
Bye.
We'll work it out. All right, so let's see if there's anything else.
No, please just end it on get the fuck out.
Oh, no, I do the smash cut thing too often. I can't rely on that all the time. I smash cut the last one. I smash cut all of the fucking whatever it was I did over the summer. It's not Survivor Series. That's in Thanksgiving, and that's wrestling. The Comic-Con. I smash cut all of the Comic-Con ones, so I'm not going to smash cut this one. What I was going to say is that if you want to follow us on Twitter, we still don't have a Twitter thing. We will soon have a new... I'm going to use this as my excuse. I'm waiting until we get an official new logo. And then Then I'll put together a Twitter thing.
Hey, but you can follow us individually, right?
Correct.
Mine is Jolly Andy. Just follow me at Jolly Andy.
At Ju Crazy. That's J-U Crazy.
Okay.
No, I changed it, huh? That's not what it is anymore. Never mind.
Wait, it's not that anymore?
No, I am at B-Ry the Rapper.
Oh. It's B-R-Y-E. What the fuck would you do that for? Rapper. That's stupid. Ju Crazy's awesome.
And he's made out of bread.
Wait, if I go to Ju Crazy, it says account suspended. What did you do?
Because that's somebody else. I kept getting tweets from like, I don't know where the hell they were. Somewhere in South America for somebody who had the exact same name as mine, but they had like the C capitalized.
Okay.
Oh, there was another person named Ju Crazy?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty. Yeah. No wonder you would change then. Okay. Well, then I already said it, but you guys were talking, so I'll just say it again. I'm at We Have Snacks and our website. Well, no, you know what? You know how to get us by this point. You're not going to just stumble across randomly. So however you got this episode, continue to get the next one, please. And have a good week, and we'll see you after the first episode for real.
Yay! Yeah, Survivor!
Night of the Living